From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States is considering designating North Korea a state sponsor of terrorism. That word from the White House National Security Advisor on Thursday. Under U.S. law, a government must have repeatedly provided support for acts of international terrorism in order to be included on the sponsors of terrorism list. The decision comes as President Trump prepares to leave for a five-nation tour of Asia, during which North Korea is expected to be a main focus. Currently, the only countries on the list are Iran, Syria, and Sudan. The U.S. Air Force says it launched two Guam-based B-1 bombers accompanied by fighter jets from South Korea and Japan Thursday in an exercise in the area of the Korean Peninsula. The North Korean state news agency on Friday reacted harshly to the drills, calling them a surprise nuclear strike drill. The KCNA said the reality clearly shows that the gangster-like U.S. imperialists are aggravating the situation of the Korean Peninsula and seeking to ignite a nuclear war. On the eve of President Trump's trip to Asia, the White House says the threat from North Korea will be at the top of his agenda with leaders, and denuclearization of North Korea is the only acceptable outcome. His National Security Advisor, General H.R. McMaster, on Thursday said if this is not achieved through pressure by economic sanctions and diplomacy, the United States will respond with all capabilities available to North Korean aggression. This is VOA News. A Spanish judge on Thursday ordered 9 former leaders from Catalonia jailed while they are investigated on possible charges of rebellion, sedition, and embezzlement connected to their push for the region's independence from Spain. Prosecutors have filed charges against 14 Catalan leaders. Spain's central government moved to take control of Catalonia last week and disbanded the regional parliament in response to an October 1st independence referendum and subsequent declaration of independence by Catalan lawmakers. Catalonia itself is divided on the secession issue. Those who participated in the referendum opted for independence, but the opposition boycotted the vote while the government in Madrid also declared it illegal. Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi traveled to the troubled northern Rakhine state for the first time since the start of a brutal military campaign against minority Rohingya Muslims. She met Thursday with the Rohingya Muslim community in a village. She also traveled to the Myanmar-Bangladesh border. VOA's Burmese service reports that she told Rohingya villagers she wants to see the reconstruction of their community. She said she expects reconstruction to go smoothly and concluded her talk by expressing her eagerness to provide proper education for the children in areas affected by violence. And an official from the United Nations World Food Program has issued a warning about the situation in the southwest of the Democratic Republic of Congo, where conflict has left 3.2 million people severely hungry. In the past year, about 1.4 million residents of Congo's Kasai region have been displaced by violence that has killed more than 3,000 people and destroyed entire villages. Claude Djibidar, who heads the WFP in Congo, says the situation is comparable to well-known crisis zones like Syria and Yemen. He says the number of people displaced during that time period is more than Syria, than Yemen, than all of the other emergencies that you know of. That just tells you about how serious the situation is in the DRC. He says the situation now has the Congo, by the way, now has the highest burden of displaced people in Africa. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.